Now the Spirit speaks specifically that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to not eat meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it's received with thanksgiving. For it's made holy by the word of God and prayer. If you remind the brothers of these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine to which you've attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather to godliness. For bodily exercise is of little profit, but godliness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For therefore we labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Command these things and teach them. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Until I come, pay attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Don't neglect the gift that is in you, that was given you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the elders. Meditate on these things, give yourself completely to them, so that your profiting will appear to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in it, for in doing this you'll save yourself and those who hear you.